Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Using pre-planned lines on dating apps to start conversation does not work generally for women because we have a sixth sense. We have like a sniff test. We can tell that those lines are maybe lines that you got from a YouTube pickup artist dude, or you even maybe came up with it on your own, but now you've used it for every single girl over and over and over. It's like that saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, or teach a man how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Give a man a pre-written line and he'll date for a day. Teach him how to banter and he'll date for a lifetime. Or maybe not a lifetime, because you'll find the one right away and then you'll stop dating and you'll just be married. But you know what I mean. I am Kristen from KristenandChill.com, and I am the banter queen. I teach guys how to charm more than just the socks off of women. And if you're struggling in conversation, if you're getting ghosted, if you're never hearing back, if you're never ever getting the results that you deserve, hit me up at KristenandChill.com.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, I have Cosmo here. You may have heard him in the masterclass that I hosted 5 months ago on how to meet women. Today, he is going to share with us how to approach a group of people effortlessly, seamlessly, and effectively, and then is going to tell us how to isolate the specific girl that you're interested in the group, and then ask for her phone number and have her be willing to throw that number at you and want to continue to see you and go on dates with you and do other stuff to you. Anyway, it's an awesome episode. So keep listening. Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Women podcast. Kristen is jumping off cliffs in Jamaica right now, so she is not available to be on this podcast, which is fine because she's not really going to talk very much on this episode, because my guest is going to take over this entire episode and give you amazing information about how to approach groups of girls and get phone numbers. I have the amazing Cosmo on with me. Hello, Cosmo. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Marnie. What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? I love collabing with you, Marnie. I think you're the best.
Oh, I think you're the best too. And very soon, I will be co-creating a program with Cosmo, just letting people know that we're going to put something pretty amazing together, because he's a phenomenal coach. And yeah, you should be hearing more from him in the next 5 to 6 months, I would say. But Cosmo, I brought you on today because on our masterclass that we did, how long ago now? I guess 5 months ago now. There was one portion of your masterclass. I mean, the whole masterclass was amazing. The masterclass was on how to meet women, but one portion specifically that really stood out for me that I said, oh, I want to talk about this on my podcast. And that was how to approach groups of people and then pull the one girl that you're attracted to aside, get her phone number. And as I said before, I know I'm not going to talk very much. You're just going to talk like crazy. But tell me, like, how, actually, before I do this, give people a little brief rundown on who you are. I should have you do that first so that they know that you're legit before I actually give them this information.
All right, guys. So in 2008, I did a reality show called The Pickup Artist on VH1. We were right before Flavor, Flav, and Brett Michaels, and the era of Jersey Shore and all of the above.
The whole wave yeah, of reality.
If you haven't seen the show, it was about 8 quote-unquote losers who couldn't talk to girls. I was one of the losers, and there was a guy called Mystery, 6'5", wears a really big hat, nail polish, eyeliner, and he was going to teach me how to talk to girls. I was very skeptical. There's no way this guy's going to teach me how to do it. Then in 4 weeks, it transformed my life. And I won the show, 50,000, traveled the world for a year and a half, coaching guys all over the planet. And 13 years later, here I am.
14.
Damn.
14 years. Wow. Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? Absolutely insane. Yeah. But it's interesting because when you went onto the show, you were fearful. You had no idea how to interact with women. And like now, it's not even a thought for you. Interacting with people, interacting with women, creating attraction just comes so easily and naturally for you.
Yeah. For me, why I can connect to my guys so much is because I went through the worst approach anxiety. And I feel like a lot of guys listening right now can relate to it. I justified it. I defended it. Nah, that girl's ugly, bro. I don't want to talk to her. Nah, she's not my type. I'm not in the mood. She should come up to me. And I did a really good job in hiding with my sense of humor and sarcasm. I've always been really quick on my feet. So I was able to hide it really good. Till my high school prom, I was like, oh, I have a problem. I lied to everyone that I had a prom date. And I just stayed home with my grandma watching Sábado Gigante in Univision. And that's when I was like, I need to change my life. This is crazy.
I love it. And you did. And you have 100%. All right. So now let's dive into the topic that everybody is waiting for. How do you approach a group of women? Like, I don't want to just talk about a group of women who are at a bar or a club. I want to talk about, sorry, not group of women, just group in general. And then maybe we can get to a group of women. But just a group anywhere. How do you effortlessly break in to a group and then isolate somebody who you are attracted to?
Okay, so I would go with the opener that I always use. I use it all the time for 1, 2, 3 girls, 3 girls, 2 guys, a group, it doesn't matter. And then I'm going to tell you another technique on how I do it as well too. Okay, so I actually just did this last night and in the afternoon. What we went to a beach and then we went to, actually we did it at a gym.
Okay, this is great. Yes, I love this. I love this. Okay.
There's 4 girls working out. And what I love about it is that they put so much pressure on me. They're like, okay, Cosmo, right now, let me go, you know, go do it. So the first way I do it is I make a statement. And I, thus far, teaching this opener, I have never gotten rejected from it. And I've never heard any girl get really offended by me saying it. So I walk up, I'm like, hey guys, real quick, I know this is random, but I just had to come over and introduce myself. It seems like you guys have really good energy. I'm Cosmo. I know it's random. You just had to say hello. And so by doing that, I open it up with just like, you guys have a good vibe. You guys have good energy. A girl's husband can walk right behind me, but her 2 husbands can walk up and I still don't get rejected. It actually has happened to me when in the middle of it, I'm like, real quick, just wanted to say, I'm here with my friend Marnie. I don't know. I feel like you have, you know, really good energy. I just want to say hello. A girl's boyfriend had walked up, but he couldn't do anything because I wasn't doing this. Hey, what up, little mama? What's your name? Oh, Vanessa, where you from, girl? Like, I wasn't hitting on her. I could easily say that to guys as well, Marnie, which I do as well. If I go to a where there's guys that I want to meet that are investors or make a lot of money and maybe I can get some money to raise for my film, I just say that as well too. Yeah, I know it's random. I saw you guys from over there. You guys seem like you have a really good vibe. I'm Cosmo. I just had to say that. I'm telling you, everyone listening right now, don't get in your head by going, it's too simple. That's the problem with what we do. We try to overcomplicate things and we're like, we need to Google 17 really good openers that are very elaborate. No, no, just stick with something that's very simple. You have good energy. That's what I feel. Just want to say hello. My name's Ricardo. My name's Steve. And that's all you have to say. And then from there, when I do that, it usually opens. Like the girls in the gym, the guy's like, there's no way you can do that opener at the gym. I did it at the gym.
That's amazing. So what happens when you say that? Do people actually like, oh, they're like, okay, cool. You think we have a good vibe? Or is it still sort of on you to continue the conversation? Like once you've said, you guys have like great energy. Where does the conversation go after that? Like, is it on you or is it on them?
Marnie, this is why I love you. You ask the best questions. People are not asking these questions. The big mistake that a lot of guys make is they'll say the opener and they expect the girls to start working. They expect the girls to be like, oh, thank you so much. So I'm from Colorado. My name's Marty. Yeah. I did this.
Oh, you unlocked me in some way. Now I can speak, right?
Exactly. The girls are not going to say anything. All that you're doing right there is you're showcasing to them that you're a normal dude. You're not a creep. You haven't gotten anything from them. You're not hitting on them. You're a cool dude. You might even have a girlfriend. Your girlfriend might be here. It's totally acceptable to be like, you got a good vibe. Anyways, I'm with my girl. Have a good day. Bye-bye. So absolutely not. A lot of guys fail right there. They'll stay quiet and they look at the girls and they expect the girls to do the work. The girls will not do the work. They open the door for you and they're like, okay, come in, show me what you got. At that point, it's your job to showcase your personality, your sense of humor, and the best version of yourself, why you're a high value guy. So it's your chance now to showcase that. So I'll give you an example because I know you're very technical like I am, Marnie. What I like to go to is I like to go to my Miami roots. So as soon as I'm done with the opener, it usually like 2 or 3 seconds of like they smile. It's a little bit awkward. They're like, wow, that was nice. And then I go, I don't know, I'm from Miami. So this is what I say, guys, right? I go, I don't know, I'm from Miami. My grandma always taught me like to go out and meet 10, 15 people a day because that's what our culture does in Cuba. So now I put in this conversation, I'm from Miami, I'm Cuban. So now they're getting data from me. At that point, if the girls are even a little bit interested, they'll go, oh, you're from Miami, what part? Or wow, you're from Cuba? Wow, I've never met anyone from Cuba. Or I want to go to Cuba. Oh my God, that's a place I've been wanting to go to. Those three are usually the responses that I get. Let's say that I don't hook anything and they're like, oh, that's so cool. Your grandma sounds really nice. I keep stacking forward. Stacking forward means I continue the conversation. I'm like, okay, you didn't bite on my good energy. You didn't bite on the Miami and Cuban. Now I'm going to show you another thing. And then the third thing that I go into is, I know this is going to sound random, but I'm actually, it's funny. I'm actually a dating coach. I coach men and women how to get over social anxiety. So I'm like really fascinated with psychology. So within 45 seconds, I've thrown 3 different conversations into this interaction. I've thrown in good energy. I've thrown in Miami, Cuba, and I've thrown in, I'm actually a dating coach. I teach psychology, social dynamics.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second. So what you're doing is you're giving them things to work with, right? So it's funny. This one guy that I'm working with recently is like, he's like such an awesome dude, has no filter on him. Just, you can just see he's like, has no barrier to entry, right? Like could totally pull off this, hey, you have really good energy. But then when he gets into conversation mode, he just will ask question after question after question after question. So putting everything onto them. What you're encouraging guys to do with stacking is you take the ownership of the conversation, but you make sure that you give them things that they could potentially latch onto, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. Most of the girls that I hang out with right now, that are like my wing girls, that are just my female friends, I have a constant feedback from women. They're like, Cosmo, I hate when a guy comes up to me and I don't know him and he puts so much pressure on me for me to tell him who I am, for me to entertain him, for me to make him laugh, for me to cover up the awkward silences. They're like, Cosmo, I wish guys would come up and kind of showcase who they are. And I feel like this is not being talked about a lot. Everyone should be working on how to become a better storyteller.
Yes, absolutely.
Start reading screenwriting books. There's a really good book called Save the Cat by Blake Snyder. Start really reading like what makes a good writer. I mean, movies is a universal theme that we all, you know, that's one thing that kind of connects us all together, right? Like really good movies make an impact. So storytelling. So you have to tell stories about yourself without asking questions. If the girl's interested, if you activate anything in her brain, she will stop you and she will interject and squeeze into your conversation. She will want to be a part of that. And then that's when a girl's like, oh, wait a minute. What? You're a dating coach? Uh-uh, that doesn't work. That's good for me. Now I got her hooked. I'm like, okay. Now I can ask a question because now you're in my conversation. I go, I'm curious. Why don't you think it works? I think I know the answer because it's what I do for a living, but I want to know why you think it doesn't work. And she'd be like, you can't read me. Well, this is why it doesn't work. And now I'm allowed to ask questions to further my conversation. I cannot ask a question starting the conversation. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. I think that is such a good lesson for most guys because that is their starting point typically. Like I teach guys, my method is called OSA. That's how to break into conversation. It's very similar to what you're talking about, but I tell them not to start off with the typical boring, like, hi, my name is Cosmo. I saw you standing over there. Ooh, what's your favorite color? Right? To skip all of those formalities from the first 5 minutes of chit chat and really just dive into conversation as if they know the person already. So they, instead of asking a question, they make an observation, then they share, which is what you're instructing people to do, right? Open up a little bit more about yourself and then they can ask a question afterwards. But I like even what you're saying, like once the girl does bite, that's when the questions can get started. I'd like to ask you, how do you give guys guidance on how to have those three things to bring up in conversation. Because these can be standard things for each of them. For you, you know that you bring up dating coach, you know that you bring up being Cuban. But like, what would the guidance be for guys who are listening on how to figure out those things for themselves that they can share that may have women wanting to latch on?
I call this the identity chart. And basically in the middle, I make a bubble, like a brainstorming. I make a bubble in the middle and I put Cosmo. And I make five different areas of what I'm good at in life or what I like to talk about. And then under those five, I have five mini stories under each subject. So that's 25 stories that I'm ready to deploy at any time. So what I would do if I was starting for you guys listening right now is I would really take an hour to sit down, write on a piece of paper, what are five things that I can talk about? Fitness, traveling, family oriented, yoga, spiritual, whatever it is that you're doing in your life. So five different areas. And then what you would do after that is you got to go test it. So if you have any female friends in your life, be like, hey, I know this is going to sound weird, but do you think talking about this when I'm out and about and meeting other women would be cool or would you get bored? Like really get feedback from women.
Right. Do your research.
Yeah. And then you would go out and try to see if these subjects would hit with women. If they don't, then you kind of change it a little bit. So for example, one of the subjects that hits really good with women is always psychology. When I tell a girl, I just love psychology, I actually am fascinated with female psychology and relationships. When I say that one liner, and by the way, everyone listening to the podcast, I would really write that down, what I literally just said, because you're funnel hacking me right now. I will guarantee you that one liner will open up a girl to start talking. I'm in love with psychology. I am fascinated with female psychology. I love talking about relationships. That usually opens up women to be like, interesting. So what do you do? Or what do you think about relationships? Are you a mind reader? Like I just get the most amazing conversation started. The next thing that is kind of a cheat code that every guy should go to is talking about animals. Or if you have a dog, or if you have any kind of animal love in your life, it's a really good subject to start talking about. So I'll give you an example. You pose to the girl that like, I kind of feel like the best people or like who has it right on this planet is animals. Like they can love unconditionally. Like one of my best friend's names is Rambo. He's a little terrier. So that's one of the things that I get into with women. So it's psychology and then it's animals. The third thing that I recommend for everyone, I know this might sound very weird and esoteric, but it is actually yoga. It is yoga, spin class, Pilates. It hits really good with women. And I like to make fun of myself a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. One of my best friends, Marnie, is forcing me to go to Pilates class 3 times a week. And I've met the most amazing people there. Now I'm starting yoga class next week and it's really liberating. That opens up the girls as well too.
And I agree. As a female, I'm telling you that opens me up too. I want to take a quick break so that people can hear from our amazing sponsors, because without our sponsors, our show would not exist. So we'll be back in a moment. And then I'm going to talk to Cosmo about how to actually pull these things off. So we'll do a couple of examples. So we will be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code CLNS50 to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds right to the Olympic coverage. It's the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it. All right, we are back with Cosmo, and we're going to talk about how to actually, again, pull these off. So you go in and you say, hey, like, love your energy. You look like a fun group. Just wanted to say hi. My name's Cosmo, right? Then they stare at you blankly, or they like look at each other like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Like, who is he? And then you do what? Like, let's say you were using the dog example, and but there were no dogs there, but you were at a gym. Like, how do you bridge those conversations?
Okay, so just to go back a little bit. So I know it's very detailed, but if I walked up to girls and I'm like, I love your energy, I have gotten pushback from that, and it doesn't work as well as you integrating, you seem like you have good energy, or I feel like you have good energy.
Okay.
When I've walked up to girls and I'm like, I love your energy, or you guys have good energy, they're like, how do you know that? You don't even know us. But if I say, you guys seem like you have good energy, or I don't know, it's weird, I feel like you guys have really good energy, like, what do you guys do? Like, it hits so much better.
Okay.
Because I'm telling them what I feel.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. So then where do you take the conversation? That's interesting.
Right. So then after the opener, you guys seem like you have good energy. Then they'll kind of laugh. It's a little bit awkward. And then from there, I bridge to the next subject, which usually I bridge with, I would love your opinion on this. Like, I really need a girl's opinion. And I go into my story. So that's one way that I can bridge from the opener to what I'm about to talk about right now. So I'll give you an example. We were just talking about one of my stories could be that my best friend Marnie is now forcing me to go to Pilates class 3 times a week. I thought I was going to hate it. I love it. Do you guys feel like Pilates is more for men or women? So that's one story that I can use. How I would get to that story is I would be like, okay, guys, honestly, I need a female's opinion because my guy friends are lost with this. Like, I need a girl's perspective. What I just said right there would be your bridge to get to my mini story. One other bridge could be after your opener, you say two words. You go, oh, get this. And so get this brings you to the next subject.
Okay.
If the girl says anything, if she's like, wow, that's so funny. You know, if she says anything, thank you so much. That made me feel good. I can bridge with, that's so funny you just said that right now. Get this. So that's so funny you just said that is I've studied that in interviews. Kevin Hart, Will Smith, like the best. They bridge with that. They'll be on Conan O'Brien, and then from one subject, be like, oh, so funny you said that, Jay. Get this. And then they'll go. So that's where I got it from. So I bridge with those little one-liners. And a lot of it, I do say, I would love your opinion on this, like a female's perspective, because I'm so confused. And then you make it very interactive. You want the girls, and this is really important, guys, and girls, if you're listening, right? To make it interactive, to make the girl feel like she's part of your conversation. Don't put the pressure on her. The biggest compliment I got was I was talking for 15 minutes to a girl. And then after the conversation, she's like, I got to be honest, like, you're a really good listener. Like, not a lot of guys are good listeners. And my friend is cracking up. He's like, you were fucking talking for 15 minutes. But she felt so part of the interaction because in my stories, I'm like, what do you think about that? Like, do you agree? Or let me get your opinion because as a guy, I'm lost with this. So she feels like she can be part of the conversation and it's interactive.
I love it. Okay, so then how do we then isolate somebody that we're interested in that group? Because most likely you approach the group because there was one specific girl that you found attractive. So how do you do that? How do you start gearing the conversation towards her and then slowly pulling her out, or at least addressing her and telling her that she's the one that you're interested in?
Most guys get this wrong because they think that the number and the IG exchange is the destination. That's not the destination. The destination needs to be why you guys are going to hang out again. So you need to hit a commonality. So let me give you an example. Most guys start talking, and then they think the goal is, well, let me get down your number. Give me your number. It can't be that. The number has to be the roadmap on how you're getting to the destination. The destination is hitting a commonality. So if you don't hit a commonality and you don't give a girl a reason why it would make sense for you guys to hang out, then it's going to be really weird. So if the girl's rebuttal was like, oh my God, I love Pilates, like it changed my life, I can anchor on to that commonality. And what I would do right there is I would exploit that subject. I'm like, okay, what do you love best about it? Because I just learned this position right now. And by the way, after Pilates, we go out with a big group, we drink kombucha, and we like kind of plan events. It's so cool. So I start to build up the event and the commonality that we have. So the only thing left after a certain time, the girl's like, well, do you have a number? Like, we should exchange numbers, right? Because there's no way you can go back and meet with the girl or she can meet you without the number. So I'll build up an event. So let me break it down. Number one, build up the event. Like, why are you guys hanging out? What is the reason for you guys to hang out? And the second thing is you want to make sure, and guys, this is really important. You want to make sure that you tell her, feel free to invite your friends, bring your boyfriend, your uncle, your mom. I just love good vibes. Make her feel like it's not just her. And you're going to bring her into your dark cave and you're going to get her. Give her the freedom to invite any of her friends. I've noticed when I've done that, the girls feel so much more relaxed. I'm like, feel free to bring a guy friend, whoever you want. Most of the times, because I gave them that freedom, guess what, Marnie? They come by themselves and they're so comfortable because they're like, this guy would have been cool with me bringing two guys to come meet him. So, okay, guys, so this is very important right here. I never ask for a girl's number. I'm never like, hey, can I get your number? If the girl's going to meet up, then she's going to have to work for my number. I'd rather get one solid number than to get 15 quick numbers that are all fake and the girl doesn't like confrontation. So she just gave you a fake number or she gave you a real number and she's going to ghost you. So you rather just have one really good number. So what I do is I go, okay, let me give you my number so we can link up. Me, my friend Marnie, next week, we'll invite you, right? So let me give you my number is the first step. If a girl's not into you, she's going to go, oh, no, I'm okay. Or she'll go, you know what? You get down my number. If a girl says that to me, hey, Cosmo, you get down my number, I won't do it. Because if she's not willing to jump through that small hoop of like, take out your phone and let me give you my number, 90% chance she's not going to meet up with me. She's not going to keep texting me back and forth.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I want to make sure that she invests in me. Because the harder you invest in something, the more you're going to appreciate it. So I say, let me give you my number. So then I give her my number. And I don't even stop there. I go, okay, so shoot me a quick text right now so I can save it so I don't forget you. So now she has to text me again. Once she gets my text, I quickly call her right there. And then if she picks up the phone right in front of me, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, pick it up real quick. So we both pick up the phone. It's very awkward. I go, hey, it's Cosmo. I just wanted to get the first awkward phone call out of the way so when I call you tomorrow, it's not awkward.
Yeah.
So let's just be really awkward right now. So I just do it right there in front of everyone. They're like, wow, this guy's like pretty. This is what I call confidence, confident, right? Like he's not hiding. He's kind of quirky and he's owning it. If the girl doesn't pick up, I'm like, you have to help me out and say hi to my best friend, Marnie. It's her birthday, right? So I'll let her phone keep ringing and ringing and it goes to voicemail. And once it goes to voicemail, I'll go, hey, Marnie, what's up? Happy birthday. I'm here with the friends I'm meeting. So happy birthday. So she'd be like, happy birthday, Marnie. And I'll kind of take a step back or two steps back and I'll whisper on her phone. And I'm like, I totally got you. You're such a nerd. And then I hang up. So then when we leave each other 15, 20 minutes later, she checks her voicemail. She gets that. And she's like, oh my God, this freaking guy. And usually I get a text by her going, I hate you. Or, oh my God, LOL. So that's kind of how I do the whole number exchange.
That's cute.
Yeah. As far as picking a girl that I like, if it's a big group, I don't try to entertain the whole group. I will only, if it's like five girls, I will talk to all of them in the beginning, but then I just focus my attention on one or two girls and let the other three girls talk amongst themselves. If they want to come into my conversation, that's fine, but I'll kind of just focus on one or two girls. And the girl that I really like, I'll tease her a little bit. All of my eye contact will go to the other girl that I don't like. And the other girl that I don't like, here's what I think I do really good. I befriend her as a best friend. And I say things like this, Marnie. I'm like, by the way, you remind me of my sister, or you remind me of like my best friend from high school. I'm being serious right now. If you ever need a good wing guy, I'll go out with you. I'll like weed out all the fuck boys. Like I'll really help you out to get a good guy.
Wait, this is the girl that you're attracted to? You say that to?
No. To the other girl.
Oh no, to the friend. To the friend. Okay. The one that you're making eye contact with. Okay.
Yeah. The one I'm making eye contact with, my whole body language is facing the other girl.
Oh, interesting.
Because I need her permission and she's going to be the one talking good to me when they're driving away out of the location. You know what? I really like that guy, Cosmo.
Yeah, he was cute,
so I have to win her over. But I don't want to make her feel like I'm actually hitting on her or anything sexual will happen. So I put her in the best friend zone.
I love it.
So I'm like, I will literally like help you go out and I will weed out all the fuck boys. I know a good guy from a mile away. I'll like do things like that. I feel like, you know, we'll be best friends. I just really put her like how girls put guys in the gay best friend zone, right? Like that's what I do with her. And then with the girl that I really like, I just tease her a little bit and I play around with her and I build a commonality with both girls and I invite both girls to my event. One girl knows a little bit more of my agenda, which is I kind of put her in the best friend zone. And then right before I leave, back in the days, we used to call this a SOI, a statement of interest. Before you leave that interaction, you have to tell the girl why you like her. Why there's something about you that catches my eye. Or by the way, I know we just met, so I'm not allowed to say this, but I think you're really cute. Like you have to tell her something like that so she can know
that there was something there. Okay. I love it. I love it. Actually, I just got a notification saying I have low storage space in my browser for some reason for recording this. So I'm actually going to end this now because I think you gave away gold. See, guys, I didn't even have to talk this time, right? I told you it was going to be all Cosmo. But Cosmo, why don't you tell people where they can find you? Because you do a ton of coaching. You do like virtual coaching. You work with people all over the world, but also locally. So tell them how to find you.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Facebook, Cosmo, K-O-S-M-O, and then P-U-A. And I work with Jared at Modern Flirting. So you can also go to Modern Flirting. And the third way is, I think I have a link with you as well too, right, Marnie?
I think so, but I forget exactly what it
is. Yeah, it's winggirlmethod.com/Cosmo with a K.
Yes, okay, Cosmo with a K, you're right. And that goes to a special page for Modern Flirting. Thank you for remembering that, I appreciate that. Awesome, all right, Cosmo, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Kristen definitely missed out on a great show. She would have loved this. But guys, you are amazing for continuing to listen to our show. Thank you so much. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please go and subscribe to our show and then also share it with other people you know that could use this assistance. Sometimes you got to help a brother out, right? We will see you next week.